The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. And it is time for baseball. From Weirton, West Virginia, here's Matt Croy.
Hey, Michael, good morning here. Yes, it is, as John just mentioned to me. Very beautiful day for baseball. Clear skies and sunny. It should be a good one here on Elimination Day. That's right. Single elimination bracket play today on this Sunday for this Beast of the East tournament. Highland, a record of 18-1 in the summer and a perfect 6-0 in the top seed out of pool play, entering bracket play for today for the Beast of the East tournament. They're taking on the Ohio Valley Mountaineers, a record of 5-3 in the summer, 3-3 in Beast of the East tournament play. We'll talk about it with head coach Chris Dagus on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial in Worcester are happy to sponsor this broadcast. For years, Denco Marketing has manufactured quality garage door parts to customers throughout the United States. However, they have never lost sight of the importance of the local community. Tricor Industrial offers a wide selection of hardware products, including being an exclusive Wright Tool dealer. Along with stainless steel fasteners, all kinds of metric and standard taps and dies, the biggest area selection of hole saws, and more. Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial on Old Lincoln Way in Worcester, continuing to serve the local community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pull that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Viper Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Check out this condo at 5573 Northridge Drive in Millersburg. It looks like new, with an asking price of $385,900. This condo includes a full, mostly finished basement, along with mullet cabinets, solid wood doors, and a whole house generator. There's also a beautiful kitchen with a center island bar and lots of cabinet space, master bath, and a double vanity, walk-in tile shower, and a walk-in closet, plus a huge open basement with lots of storage. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Inside the Dugout is being brought to you by Hobrins Insurance of Millersburg.
This is Larry Hobrin from Hobrin's Insurance Service with some tips that can save you time, money, and headaches. Is your safe really safe? Home and gun safes come in a variety of qualities. Make sure yours is adequate to protect its contents. Also, study your replacement cost coverage on your household contents policy. It doesn't necessarily mean what you think it does. Want to know more? Let us review your coverage and help you with ways to protect what you worked hard to earn. Call Hobrin's Insurance at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767.
Alongside the Howland Hawks and baseball, Coach Christakis coming off the final game of pool play yesterday, 11-0 win in four innings, defeating Milton Elite 19U, and really wasting no time getting that offense rolling yesterday.
Yeah, guys were ready to come out and play and hit the ball really well. That first couple innings was good. Saved us a lot of pitching.
Saved a lot of pitching. And of course, continuing along the pitching line, Mike Miller and Luke Hirschberg are doing the job again on the mound here, doing what you need to do to get the job done pitching as well.
Yeah, for sure. Luke did a good job. Mike, we just want to get him a little bit of work. He hadn't thrown all weekend. Hopefully he can come back today if we would need him. But yeah, Luke did a good job. He's not usually a pitcher for us, but he went out there and competed and filled up the strike zone. Got a lot of outs for us.
Yeah, it's one thing we're talking about here, impressed, but even guys that maybe haven't pitched for a whole lot here for a couple of years when they've been out there, they look like they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it with everybody as far as working on the mound and PFPs and practice, and everybody kind of, even if they're not in it, they understand it and they can go out, they're athletic enough, go out there and perform.
Looking through pool play, overall 45 runs scored, only two given up here. Hard to play much better than that here through the first 3 days of the tournament.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. The guys have been playing really well, hitting the ball well, playing clean defense, and hopefully we can get three more of those games put together today.
And see, it's bracket play today, elimination day here. These guys know what that's all about here. How's the approach change when you come to a day like this?
We don't want to put any more pressure on the guys. I mean, they just want to go out and play ball and have fun, and usually good things happen when we do that.
And the guys kind of look forward to these situations, don't they?
Yeah. They know they can take home some hardware today if they win some games, and that's what the goal is.
All right, Chris, thanks for your time. Good luck today.
Thank you.
That's the voice of the Highland Hawks head baseball coach, Chris Dagus.
Inside the Dugout has been brought to you by Hobrin's Insurance of Millersburg.
Are you dealing with a wasp, bee, or hornet infestation on your property? Don't risk getting stung. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. Their experienced professionals will quickly and safely remove these aggressive insects from your property, protecting you, your family, and your pets. With their expert knowledge and the latest techniques, they'll locate the source of the problem and ensure your property is protected against future infestations. Don't let these pests control your life. Call Holmes Pest Control at 330-674-9094 now and get back to enjoying your property in peace.
Attention commercial building owners. Are you tired of dealing with persistent leaks in your flat or low slope roof? Look no further. MEV Systems in Sugar Creek are your go-to experts for all your roofing needs. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that pesky leak, a complete roof replacement, or a new build, they've got you covered. Don't let roofing troubles rain on your parade. Call MEV Systems and experience top-notch service and peace of mind. Call MEV Systems Incorporated at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mevsystems.com.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Visit Walnut Creek Cheese and Market with locations in Walnut Creek and Berlin, where you will find the largest selection of cheese, meat, bulk foods, and baking ingredients. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Saturdays they open at 7:30 a.m., with the Berlin location closing at 4 and the Walnut Creek location closing at 6. They are closed on Sundays. The Walnut Creek store invites you to visit the Mud Valley Cafe, located in the upper level of the store. Visit their website for weekly specials.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
If you're looking for a setting with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn-and-split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home buildings since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harborville Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. We're on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rhodey's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rhodey, and we're celebrating our 90-year anniversary with the 90 Days of Deals kickoff events with special savings this week. We also have great deals for the 4th of July weekend, like 10-pound bag of fresh chicken leg quarters, $8.99, USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steak, $10.98 a pound, Gerber's Boneless Skinless Chicken Lover's Choice, $3.99 a pound. We also have USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Steak, $5.18 a pound, 16-ounce Hormel Black Label Bacon, $4.98, 15-ounce Ballpark All Beef Franks, $3.98, and 16-ounce package of strawberries or 6-ounce packages of blackberries for $1.98. That's Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating our 90th year anniversary.
Hilo went unbeaten in pool play here at the 19U Beast of the East Tournament. Of course, on day one, they won an 8-0 over Titans Baseball out of Toronto, Canada. An 8-0 win over Power Baseball out of Richmond. And then won 1-0 over the Zanesville Post 29 Legion team on Friday. And also won 10-2 on Friday over the Oakland Tigers. And then yesterday, of course, they had the 11-0 victory over Milton Elite 19U out of Toronto, Ontario. In that win, and got the forfeit win, of course, over the Oakland Tigers last night. So Highland against 6-0 as the top seed headed into bracket play for today. Taking on the Ohio Valley Mountaineers out of Wheeling, West Virginia. And for them, in a pool play action, they won 2-1 over Wheeling Post 1 back on Thursday, and also 1-0 win over the Wild Things. 8-5 loss on Friday to the B2 Bulls. 9-2 loss at the Pittsburgh Big Dogs 18U team. Won 7-1 yesterday over Titans Baseball Club 17U, and they lost 12-4 to the West Virginia Warriors. So Howie Valley Mountaineers come in with a record of 3-3 heading into bracket play for today. Highland of the Gold Division went 6-0. 18U Titans Baseball Club 4-2. Zanesville went 2-3. Milton Elite 19U 2-3. Power Baseball 2-4. Oakland Tigers 1-5. In the Blue Division, it was the B2 Bulls went 5-1, followed by Renegades Baseball at 4-2. West Virginia Warriors 4-2. Ohio Valley Mountaineers 3-3. Wheeling Post Varsity 1. And Wheeling Wild Things both went 2-4. And 17U Titans Baseball Club at 1-5. So Highland will take on, of course, the Ohio Valley Mountaineers in this game. The winner of this game will play the winner of the Zanesville Post 29 and Renegades baseball game. They're squaring off at 10:30 today, so Highland will play the winner of that game. And if they would win this game, that'll be at 1 o'clock this afternoon in the semifinal contest. And then the winner of that will play the winner of whoever comes out of the Baylor High School location, which over there this morning has Milton Elite 19U taking on the B2 Bulls. And then at 10:30, West Virginia Warriors will take on the 18U Titans Baseball Club. So whoever wins out of those games will square off against the top team out of the Weir High School games. They'll play in the championship game here at Weir High School in Weirton, West Virginia at 4 o'clock later on this afternoon. So if Highland wins, they'll play at 1 o'clock, and if they win again, they'll play at 4 for the championship if it all plays out that way for today. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show next on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for July is Porky's Peach Pizza.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Buckeye Career Center Adult Education can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future. In addition to our 9 full-time adult programs and endless part-time and career enhancement courses, we also offer the Adult Diploma Program for free. ADP is open to Ohio residents 20 or older who would like to obtain a high school diploma, career technical certificate, and industry-recognized credential. Eligible programs include auto tech, nail tech, phlebotomy, STNA, firefighter, and welding. Call 330-339-2288 to register.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421. Or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Looking for reliable compact or subcompact tractors? Hi, Conrad here from Sterling Farm Equipment, inviting you to come and check out the latest lines from Kubota and Land Pride. Price to sell and ready for the job. Kubota has been the standard in compact and subcompact tractors for many years, and we have a great supply in stock. Our knowledgeable sales staff can get you into the perfect compact or subcompact tractor for your very needs with locations in Worcester, Sterling, and Millersburg. There's a Sterling Farm Equipment close to you. Hope to see you soon.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobrins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobrins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobrinsInsurance.com.
Once again, Highland Course coming out unbeaten out of pool play action, heading into a single elimination bracket play for today for the Hawks. Really outplaying outstanding baseball throughout pool play, scoring 45 runs, including the 7 runs they were given due to the forfeit there at the end, but only allowing 2 runs the entire pool play. So they come in as the top team overall. Had a pool play action for the Hawks. Hard to play much better than that. 45 runs scored, 2 allowed. And, of course, that comes off of winning their second consecutive state title at the high school level, varsity level as well. So, obviously, they've carried that over into playing great baseball so far this summer. Only 1 loss so far this summer for the Highland Hawks. And, of course, they've already won
the Great Lakes World Series title. They won also this summer. And finished up, they of course had finished up just the game shy of getting to the championship game in the SummerSlam Showdown. And that was played over in Louisville. Of course, won the championship at Great Lakes World Series over at Mount Union University, where those games were played. And playing in this Beast of the East, the chance to win this title. Of course, they won this 2 years ago when they played in this tournament. And then they'll play again in the Rock and Wood Wood Bat Tournament. We'll be broadcasting those games also on WKLM. That'll be July 11th through the 14th for that. So stay tuned for that. Also, we'll have coverage of that. Those games on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. For today, of course, we'll have all the games here on the radio, on the internet, on FM 95.3, WKLMFM.com. Should Highland win this game, they'll play again at 1 o'clock in the semifinals, and then at 4 o'clock would be the championship game as well. Matt Coyle alongside John Monagold for today's broadcast. And again, John, again, a look at this team here just to continue to play great baseball here. They're going to come off of what they did this past spring, and now 45 runs, only two allowed so far in pool play, and they've gotten the job done here game in and game out.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife on the way down here. I said, you know, it's a little odd. You play all spring. You play at the state tournament. A couple, you know, your seniors quit playing, and everybody else keeps playing. And, you know, they've kept it going and playing good baseball.
You know, we talked about it. What's when you have a program? You have a program when you got the backups, you know, are itching to get out there, too, and they're really talented. And the guys behind them, they're really good, too. So you got guys that we've talked about before. The guys would be starting elsewhere that maybe have to wait their turn here. But when they wait their turn and they get their turn, they come up there and they show what they can do.
Absolutely. And, you know, competition, they say it breeds success. And this is a perfect example of it.
You know, today's elimination, yeah, this team certainly knows what that's all about, right? Winning back-to-back state titles here. And for today, it's one game at a time, right? Got to go take care of this morning game before you move on to that 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, you know, you can't overlook anybody. It comes down to, you know, it's one game. That's why the high school tournament is so intense. You know, if you have a bad game from your starting pitcher, or, you know, you make an error here and an error there, and, you know, your season's over. Kind of the same thing here. Your tournament could be over pretty quick. Doesn't matter what you did in pool play. Everybody's 0-0.
All right, so we'll see what happens here for this morning. Again, Highland taking on the Ohio Valley Mountaineers at Wheeling, West Virginia. We'll take a break, come back with the starters next on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial in Worcester are happy to sponsor this broadcast. For years, Denco Marketing has manufactured quality garage door parts to customers throughout the United States. However, they have never lost sight of the importance of the local community. Tricor Industrial offers a wide selection of hardware products, including being an exclusive Wright Tool dealer. Along with stainless steel fasteners, all kinds of metric and standard taps and dies, the biggest area selection of hole saws, and more. Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial on Old Lincoln Way in Worcester, continuing to serve the local community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things. Like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Vikert Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Kaufman Realty and Auctions invites you to explore this charming three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bathroom at 609 South Washington Street in Middlesbrough. Inside, you'll find a living room, kitchen, and dining area featuring a large bay window on the first floor. The back door extends from the dining room to a small, enclosed bedroom. Upstairs, there are three bedrooms, all fitted with new ceiling fans. Also on the second floor is a clean, full bathroom with a shower tub. Downstairs, there's an additional convenient half-bathroom. Venture out back to discover a new porch installed in 2021. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kobe Scheller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Just about ready to get things underway here in the quarterfinal contest of the Beast of the East 19U tournament. Matt Croy alongside John Monagle for the broadcast. And it is Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central here on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. The Ohio Valley Mountaineers will be the visitors on the scoreboard. They'll be at the plate first. Keaton Bailey leads things off, followed by Joe Green, Gian DeGenova, Ryan Conrad, Lewis Wade, also Keaton Benal, Luca Shane, and Grant Vasey, along with Joey Lewis, rounds out the Ohio Valley Mountaineers lineup. In the field for the Hawks will be Brady Monagold, who gets the start on the mound. Monagold rocks and fires. And the pitch by the right-hander, going to be a fastball in there for a called strike. And of course, Monagold got the opportunity to start earlier in this tournament back in pool play and did an outstanding job in that with four innings of work. Got the win, allowing no runs, one hit. It's going on to be a liner down the first base side. It's foul. And the count goes to 0-2. And allowed just the two hits, struck out one, walked nobody in getting that victory. And an 0-2 count here to Keaton Bailey. Already here at the top of the first inning, Monagold stares in, rocks and fires down the pitch. Swing and a miss and a curveball, strike three, and a good way to start if you're Brady Monagold in the Hawks.
Yeah, way to get ahead there, and then he put him away with that curveball. And that's tough when you haven't seen that pitch yet. It's tough first time through.
Yeah, two teams, they have not obviously played each other. Both teams coming to opposite sides of the poles, and now Joe Green will stand in for the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. Here's the wind, the pitch by Monagold. Fastball goes high for a ball. Green batting from the right side, wearing number 27. He's the shortstop. For the Hawks, Keaton Cobins is the first baseman, while Keaton Candle is at second. Keith Hirschberger's the shortstop. Luke Hirschberger's at third. Now the pitch. It's going to be a bouncer toward third. Love by Luke Hirschberger. Fires to first base. Going to be there in time, and there's quickly two away.
Yep, pretty good start. And you know, he looked like he had a couple younger kids up there, the first two hitters of the game. These next two guys look a little older. You know, this is a 19U tournament, and Highland's done pretty good. We don't have any 19-year-olds.
Yeah, playing those older guys for sure. Gian DeGenova's at the plate, bats from the right side, wearing number 5. He's the third baseman for the Ohio Valley Mountaineers out of Wheeling, West Virginia. Two down, nobody aboard, no score. We're in the top of the first inning. The wind, the pitch by Monagold, down low for ball one. In left field is Logan Yoder. Center fielder is Colin Koblenz. The right fielder, Mike Miller. Catching Danny Hostetter. As I mentioned, Grady Monagold's on the mound. The wind, the 1-0. Fastball, swing and a miss. It's going to be strike one. Blew it by him. 1-1 count now to DeGenova.
Yeah, pretty good swing there. Took a big cut.
Clear skies, sunny, and should be that way all day long here over Wheeling, West Virginia. It's a curveball. That's a good one in there for a strike. Good sign there as he's got that curveball working for him.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. If you got a couple pitches you can throw for strikes, it keeps the hitters off balance.
We're a high school. Weirton, West Virginia, of course, all turf field just this year. They got an old new turf field of softball and baseball. A curveball, swing and a miss. chased after it away for strike three. That's the second strike out of the inning thrown by Monagold.
Yep, off to a good start. Now let's get some runs on the board.
1-2-3 it goes for the Highland Valley Mountaineers. No score through a half inning. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKOM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Hi, this is Jesse with Holmes Pest Control. Mosquitoes are notorious for being an annoyance and interfering with outdoor recreation activities and gatherings. Firstly, eliminate any standing water in rain gutters, buckets, toys, and even bird baths. Eliminate the damp, humid areas of your yard, such as shrubs, grass, thick brush, and tree hollows. Remove any animal bowls, potted plants with excessive standing water, and inspect your downspouts. Give us a call today to set up your customized treatment plan that fits your specific needs. You can reach us at 330-674-9094. Holmes Pest Control will help you beat the mosquitoes.
Attention commercial building owners. Are you tired of dealing with persistent leaks in your flat or low-slope roof? Look no further. MEV Systems in Sugar Creek are your go-to experts for all your roofing needs. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that pesky leak, a complete roof replacement, or a new build, they've got you covered. Don't let roofing troubles rain on your parade. Call MEV Systems and experience top-notch service and peace of mind. Call MEV Systems Incorporated at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mevsystems.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
And into the bottom half of the first inning, new score between Highland and the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. And for the Hawks, at the plate will be Keith Hershberger to lead things off. Bats from the right side, wearing number 5. He's the shortstop for the Hawks here today. Hershberger batting .314 on the summer, 7 RBIs, and also .300 in tournament play at the Beast of the East tournament with an RBI. Here's the wind and the pitch. Fastball pumped in there for a strike. Hershberger is followed by Caden Koblenz, Cullen Koblenz, Grady Monagold, Keaton Candle, Danny Hostetler, Luke Hershberger, Logan Yoder, and Mike Miller rounds out the lineup. That pitch can be a fastball again at the knees for a cold strike. It's quickly 0-2 to Hershberger.
You know, that's one thing we talk about for the Mountaineers. First time through seeing a pitcher.
Here's the pitch. We're going to be a bouncer toward first. Chased after by second baseman Grant Vasey.
Nobody at the bag.
And through to first base. No, he can't get it there because, as you mentioned, nobody was there. Now, the first baseman maybe started to go after the ball, then it backed off, but he didn't cover first base. The pitcher and Ryan and going after was Carson Gorby. He was going toward first but didn't get there in time. So, as you mentioned, everybody was there.
Yep. Perfectly placed swinging bunt.
Yeah. So call that an infield single. Keaton Koblenz is at the plate. Bats for the right side, wearing number 23. He's the first baseman. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Moved by him on the fastball. Looks like he has pretty good speed out there, does Carson Gorby on the mound.
Yep, going to take a minute to adjust. You know, that's one thing Highland hitters do a really good job of, communicating what they see from the pitcher.
The pitch swung on a line towards second, caught. Third to first base, going to be a close play. Going to be, no, off the mitt of the first baseman, Keaton Benall. Couldn't hang on there as they came close to doubling off Hershberger, but a hard shot by Koblenz, but right at Vasey at second.
Yeah, you got to do a better job of making sure you freeze on that line drive. You got to see that ball through. Keith was fortunate there that they weren't able to make a play.
Colin Koblenz now at the plate. Bats from the left side, wearing number 27 and the center fielder. And the pitch. Check swing, a fastball just a bit high for a ball. Colin Koblenz, so far in Beast of the East tournament play, batting .333 with the home run. Of course, he hit on this field with 6 RBIs in tournament play. The pitch. Check swing again on a high fastball. Holds a swing, 2-0 count.
Yeah, it's pretty nice touch from the tournament. They gave him a plaque for hitting that home run. I think each player that hits one gets one.
That's outstanding. Here's the pitch.
down low. Going to be ball three. 3-0 count now to Koblenz.
Let's see if he gives him a take sign here. You know, Colin can change a game with one swing, so you hate to take the bat out of his hands, but you also want to make sure the pitcher zones up here. You need to get a guy in scoring position.
Batting 480 on the summer overall. Koblenz pitch me a fastball. Going to be up high. Ball four. He'll walk him on four pitches, and Highland has two runners aboard with one out.
Got a chance to get on the board here early.
Radio Monigold, who's been red hot at the plate, bats from the left side, wearing number 28. And the pitcher, of course, for today, Grady, batting 553 on the summer with 17 RBIs in the tournament, batting 700, even better than that, with a double, also four runs batted in.
See if he can help himself.
Gorby the pitch. Columbia popped up, third base side foul territory. It's out of play. Goes to 0-1. Keaton Badal at first, Vasey's at second, Joe Green at short, Gian DeGenova's at third, Keaton and Bailey in left, Joey Lewis in center, and Lucas Shane's in right field for Ohio Valley. That pitch from East Wagambi, a line foul down the left field line, laced that to the opposite part of the field. It goes to 0-2. Ryan Conrad's the catcher, and on the mound of pitching, as I mentioned, is the right-hander Carson Gorby.
Yep, now we just got to put the ball in play, shorten up here. Haven't really seen his breaking ball, so you got to kind of be prepared for any pitch here. You got to do your job. And it does look like he's throwing a little bit harder than maybe some of the other kids that we've seen in this tournament. So I would say one time through, we'll adjust.
Yep, you got to adjust to that speed as he'll stay in, does Grady Monigold. Couple looks a second. Now the pitch. Curveball swung on and drilled to right field, a base hit by Monigold. Hirschberger rounding third. He will come in toward home. Through the home plate, is not going to be in time. He'll slide in safely. And that curveball, good job by Monigold, staying back on it. He drilled it to right field for the RBI single. Highland has a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Colin did a good job going first to third there. Grady kind of messed up a little bit there. First baseman never came in to cut the ball. The pitcher went behind the catcher and could have easily got to second base. He's kind of beating himself up over there a little bit, but hey, did the job.
Did a job at the plate. Still a chance to get that extra base here. Now runners at first and third, one out. 1-0 Hawks in the first. Here's Keaton Candle at the plate. Bats from the left side, wearing number 3. He's also the second baseman. And the pitch. Fastball just a bit high for a ball. 1-0 count now to Candle, batting 158 on the summer. 7 RBIs here in a tournament play. Candle batting 400 with 5 runs batted in. The pitch. In there for a strike. Has a double and a triple so far this weekend. 1-1 count to Caden Candle. Monigold at first. Colin Koblenz is at third. There's one out, 1-0 Highland. Bottom of the first inning. And the pitch. Fastball outside for a ball. 2-1 count now to Candle.
Yep, good hitter's count here. You know, one of those things, you go ahead and send the runner and see if they throw through. Colin's got great speed over here at third. If they do, he'd be able to score pretty easily.
Orby from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball just a bit high for ball three. Now the count in Candle's favor.
Yeah, now here you're looking for one pitch in one spot. Get something you can turn on.
Runners get their leads. Gorby. Now with the pitch. Going to be in there for a strike through the third base. And they're going to have Kubla's in a rundown. Goes toward home. And the catcher applies the tag. There's the out. Of course, Monigold does advance to second base on that play, but good heads-up play in the throw by catcher Ryan Conrad. He'll pick off Koblenz at third.
Yeah, I think Colin was a little too aggressive there. He got down the baseline. Grady was taken off, stealing second.
I wonder if what he thought there. That looked like possibly a high pitch. Thought maybe it was ball four, and they kind of get relaxed a little bit.
Yeah, and the catcher did a good job. He came up and threw behind that runner at third, and sometimes you are not looking for that.
So now two outs, Monigold at second. 3-2 count to Candle. And the pitch. Fastball high there for a ball fourth. So the second base goes into center field this time, but backed up by Joey Lewis. And yep. Runners at first and second.
You know, sometimes when I was coaching, I'd tell my catcher, you know, if they're going to take that bag at second, you know, a lot of times that guy at third base is going to be aggressive. You know, he's anticipating you're going to throw to second or throw somewhere in the middle of the infield, and you come up and throw right behind him, and that's what happened to Colin. Right. And he also slipped on the turf. The grass is...
Right.
The grass, yeah. Turf is pretty wet, not the grass.
Yep. Especially this morning here with the dew and everything, yeah. It's going to be a little wetter than typical. like a pinch runner out there for the Hawks.
Cade Beachy.
Beachy will get out there. Hostetler is at the plate. Danny Hostetler looks at a first pitch ball outside. Bats for the left side wearing number 24. He is the catcher. Hostetler batting 348 on the summer, 8 RBIs. And looking for his first hit still for the Beast of the East tournament. The pitch can be a fastball outside for a ball, 2-0 count.
Yeah, it'd be good time for Danny to get that first knock.
Gorby, now the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike on the inside part of the plate. 2-1 count now to Danny Hosteller.
Yeah, the Hawks are showing some pretty good discipline here early in the game. Seeing a lot of pitches early.
The pitch. Twombly, a bouncer foul down the third base side. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, very good approach to the plate. And this Gorby, and we saw early on, those are pretty hard. Pretty good pitcher, but the Hawks have come in here and done some damage early on.
Yeah, that's what we talk about, momentum. If we can get another hit here, that'd even be more nice than what we've already got.
Curveball going to be down low, hits the turf, and that hit him, it looks like. So going to award Hosteller first base, and now bases are loaded. So a 2-out, still a chance to make this a big inning here for the Hawks. Brady, it'll be
Luke Hershberger.
Luke Hershberger at the plate. Cade Beachy, the pinch runner for Monagold's at third. Katie Candles at second. Danny Hosteller's at first. Luke Hershberger stands in from the left side wearing number 25. He is the third baseman for the Hawks.
We got a pinch runner for the catcher, Garrett Monagold, at first now.
And pitching him in there for a strike. 0-1 count now to Luke Hershberger.
Luke's come through with a couple big two-out RBI hits this tournament. Let's see if he can keep that going.
The pitch. It's going to be a fly ball foul down the left field line. Goes to 0-2, batting 333 on the summer with 11 RBIs. And Hershberger batting 429 in Beast of the East tournament play with 4 runs batted in. Bases are loaded, 2 outs for the Hawks. They have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning.
Base hit here would score a couple runs.
Corby back to the windup. The wind into the pitch. Hangs up there for a ball. 1-2 count now to Luke Hershberger. He settles in. Corby stares in at the plate. Now the wind in the pitch. So I'm being shot foul to the backstop. Got a piece of it. Count stays at 1-2.
Yep, fought that one off. Looked like he got in on him a little bit.
Matt Quay alongside John Monagle for the broadcast and Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central 4 this morning. The wind, the 1-2 again. Wangambi bounces toward first. He'll be gloved by Banal. Steps to the first base bag, and that will do it for the inning.
Good job by the Mountaineers getting out of that inning with only giving up one run.
Through one, though, Highland does have a 1-0 lead over the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKOM.
Visit Walnut Creek Cheese and Market with locations in Walnut Creek and Berlin, where you will find the largest selection of cheese, meat, bulk foods, and baking ingredients. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Saturdays they open at 7:30 a.m., with the Berlin location closing at 4 and the Walnut Creek location closing at 6. They are closed on Sundays. The Walnut Creek store invites you to visit the Mud Valley Cafe, located in the upper level of the store. Visit their website for weekly specials.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Sierra Pacific Products are MRV setting supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows and 8 wood species. With 50 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double hung windows. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Already here for the top of the second. Pitch going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 count to start things off to Ryan Conrad. Grady Monongold, of course, on the mound for the High Valley Mountaineers. The 4, 5, and 6 batters at the plate. Ryan Conrad leading things off. Bats from the right side, wearing number 22. And the catcher, Kerbal Swami, fouled back. Goes to 1-2. Conrad followed by Luis Wade and then Keaton Bedall. Of course, we're tired 1-2-3 in that first inning. 1-0 Hawks for the top of the second. Single elimination day. Bracket play here on Sunday. You win, you move on. You lose, you're done. The wind, the pitch. Down low and away, going to be ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Conrad.
Yeah, heading to count here. That's not giving them any free passes. Make them hit their way on.
Monongold stares in. Rocks and fires now the pitch. Swamby fouled straight back. And the count will stay even. Two balls, two strikes. Top half of the second from Weir High School in Weirton, West Virginia. Here's the wind in the pitch. Fastball going to be just a bit outside for a ball. And a full count now to Conrad.
Yep, like we said, make him be a hitter here.
Here's the wind and the payoff. Here, Boswambi, a fly ball deep left field, goes foul out in front of it. And the count will stay full to Conrad.
Looked like he threw him a change up there.
Yeah, off speed.
So keep him off balance, but see if he's got a pretty good two-seam. See if he tries to go inside with it, or, you know, don't be afraid to go off speed. Even though you got a full count, this is a pretty good hitter here.
Here's the one and the 3-2 again. Swung on and fouled back like he came back with a fastball, changing up speeds again, and he fouls it back. So good at bat right here. Old battle here between Monongold and Conrad to open up this second inning. This is where, as a pitcher, you try hard not to give in. Give in, keep attacking.
Yep. Try to keep him off balance.
Monongold stares in. Now he's ready. The line and the pitch. Swambia rolls scribbler off the end of his bat. Rolls to the mound. Gloved by Monongold. Throws the first in time for the out.
Yep, went back to an off-speed pitch there and got himself an end cap. You know, if that's a wooden bat, he's probably broke it.
Yeah, no doubt. So, good battle that time. Monongold stays with it. After a number of tough pitches being fouled off by Conrad, ends up getting the ground out. One up and one down on the second for the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. Now Luis Wade at the plate. Bats for the right side, wearing number 28, and he's the DH. 1-0 Highland. We're on the top of the second. Monongold, the wind in the pitch. Fastball pumped in there for a strike. It's now an 0-1 count to Wade. Wind in the second offering. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Chased after it. Goes to 0-2 now to Luis Wade.
Yeah, we talked a little bit last week. You know, that one game again, I got hit there, and I said, man, we got to change speeds. You can't throw everything the same speed. Looks like he's doing a better job of that today.
That pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking pitch again. Strike three. And two away. Third strikeout thrown by Monongold. And, yeah, no question about that. And that's why, again, summer's so important, right? Because you're going to have some games like that, but you got to be able to have those to have that learning experience to come back and then show and try and improve upon that the next game.
Yeah, it gives you a chance to make some adjustments, get time to work on things. You know, during the high school season, you play so many games in such a short amount of time. Sometimes you don't get to practice very much, and I know Highland ran into that this season where they didn't get to take a batting practice, they didn't get to work on their bullpens, and that makes a big difference.
No doubt. First pitch of ball, second offering. Swamby a bouncer towards second. Charged after by Candle. Gloves it, throws to first base. Going to be in time for out number three. 1-2-3. It goes for a second consecutive inning for the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. And through 1.5, Highlands up 1-0. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKOM.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde, and we're celebrating our 90-year anniversary with the 90 Days of Deals kickoff events with special savings this week. We also have great deals for the 4th of July weekend, like 6 to 12 count selected Lewis hamburger buns, $3.28, 73% lean fresh ground beef, $2.98 a pound, USDA inspected St. Louis style pork ribs, $2.68 a pound. We also have twin pack whole pork shoulder butts, $1.89 a pound, USDA choice boneless chuck roast, $4.98 a pound, whole seedless watermelon, for $3.98 and classic whipped cream for $2.98. That's Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating our 19th year anniversary.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for July is Porky's Peach Pizza.
Bottom of the second, 1-0 Highland. The pitch can be a fastball in there for a strike. Anthony's 0-1 count to Logan Yoder, followed by Mike Miller. That's the 8-9 batters, followed by, of course, the top of the order with Keith Hershberger. Logan Yoder's at the plate, the wind in the pitch. Going to be a bouncer toward third. It'll be scooped up by DeGenova. Throws the first base. Going to be in time for the out. And there's now one away. And the ground out the third by Logan Yoder.
Pretty good play by the third baseman.
And that'll follow up Mike Miller out the plate. As he'll stand in from the left side of the plate wearing number 13. He's the right fielder. Batting 318 on the summer with 7 runs batted in. The wind, the pitch. He'll bunt it up in the air in foul over the netting behind home plate. 0-1 count to Mike Miller to try to lay one down.
Like that idea. Just got to make sure it's a strike, you know. Make sure that ball's below your bat. That one was a little bit high. Couldn't quite get on top of it. You make sure you get it down. You don't want to pop that bunt up.
Does have one hit here in the Beasties tournament play. The pitch can be fastball high. Lays off it. Goes to 1-1 to Miller. One down, nobody aboard for the Hawks. We're in the bottom half of the second. The pitch by Gorby. Fastball a bit high. Ball two. Winner moves on to the 1 o'clock semifinal game against either Zanesville Post 29 or Renegades Baseball. The championship game will be at 4 o'clock. The pitch. Twine a miss on a fastball. Boo by him on the swing by Miller. Goes to 2-2.
Yeah, Mike's swing looks a little bit long right now. I'd like to see him shorten it up here.
The line in the pitch. Here ball. He lays off it. Good hold that time as it hits the turf. Ball three. Full count to Miller. All games being played here for Highland today. If you keep moving on, we'll be at this location at Weir High School in Weirton. Here's the pitch. Fastball called strike at the knees. The borderline pitch may be a bit low, but he got the call. Did the pitcher, Carson Gorby, and that'll be the second out of the inning.
Yeah, that one looked a little bit low, but that's one of those situations there. If you can, just flick it out of play and get another pitch, but tough take.
Now to the top of the order for Keith Hershberger, the pitch. Fastball going to be in there for a strike, 0-1 count. Hershberger singled and scored the lone run of the game so far in that first inning. Now the pitch. Going to be a bit low for a ball, goes to 1-1. Gorby working quickly on the mound.
Yeah, it's one of those things. As a hitter, you can't be afraid to call time.
Right.
Mess up his rhythm here a little bit. Make sure you're ready.
Fastball in there for a strike. It seems like he's gotten that rhythm right now. 1-2 the count to Hershberger. The line, the pitch. So we're going to be a line toward a third in the left field. Going to be a base hit. Good job on an off-speed pitch. Hershberger stuck his bat out there and lined it to the left field. He's got a base hit, his second hit of the game.
Yeah, that pitch fooled Keith a little bit here, but he was able to keep his hands back and able to punch it into left field right out of the... right over the reach of the third baseman. They're a nice piece of hitting.
Hits number 4 and 5 of the tournament so far today. And Highland will keep this inning going. Upper half of their eye lineups at the plate. Keaton Koblin stands in. He lined out a hard shot to second in his first at bat. The pitch. Going to be a line this time to right. And it'll be toward the football stadium. Goes to 0-1 to Keaton Koblin, who came in batting 457 on the summer with 7 RBIs. Koblin's this weekend batting 364 in the tournament with 3 runs batted in. Now the pitch. Fastball goes high. Ball one. 1-1 to Koblenz.
So it goes over the head of the pitcher, but backed up by shortstop Joe Green. So they'll keep Hershberger over at first base.
That looked like one of those balls that you would see at Topgolf going off the side of the net.
Yeah.
Caden hit the back of the bleachers over there, and that ball bounced right back.
Go to first base, close play on the throw, and he is safe on the dive. Keith Hershberger on that pickoff attempt by Gorby. Gorby, now the pitch. Runner going. Swung on, be a grounder up the middle. Going to be in the center field. Now to third base, going to be Keith Hershberger, because he was going on the throw. And over to second base on the throw to third is going to be Keita Kuma's great heads-up base running. And all of a sudden, two outs, runners at second and third for the Hawks.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a designed hit and run, but I tell you what, it worked out.
Yeah, it certainly did. And now at the plate going to be Colin Koblenz, who walked back in the first inning. So, inning started with two consecutive outs, but you got to the top of the lineup, and you know this team's certainly more than capable of making things happen with two down.
Yeah, and that's one thing there as a center fielder there. He came up and he made that throw to third, but you know Keith was running on the pitch, so he would have been better off just coming up and throwing to second and keeping that runner at first.
Certainly would have. So that'll be a high on the first pitch to Koblenz. 1-0 count. Runners at second and third. Two down. Now the pitch. It's going to be a line. The center field base hit for Colin Koblenz. Scoring is Hershberger. Caden Koblenz around third base. Coming toward home, he is going to score as well for the second base. Going to be not in time. So two RBI single by Colin Koblenz. He's now at second. The Hawks have now taken a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, Colin turned that one right around, went right back up the middle. And there again, you know, that throw came in, and it was over the cutoff man's head, so Colin was able to get a good read and take second base.
That's why you got to pay attention to those situations. Obviously, listen to your coaches, and the Hawks really done a good job of that all week long, also running the bases. Grady Monongold at the plate. He had an RBI single in the first. Now the pitch. Going to be a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 count now to Grady Monongold. That was his fifth RBI of the tournament in that first inning. And his eighth hit as well. 3-0 Hawks were in the second inning. Gorby, now the pitch. Well, Gumby, a bouncer forward first. He'll be scooped up by Bernal, steps on the first base bag, and that'll be the third out. But the Highland Hawks will pick up two more runs in the bottom of the second and through two. It's Highland 3, Ohio Valley Mountaineers nothing. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKOM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find the location at PomereneHospital.org.
Hawkeye Career Center Adult Education can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future. In addition to our 9 full-time adult programs and endless part-time and career enhancement courses, we also offer the Adult Diploma Program for free. ADP is open to Ohio residents 20 or older who would like to obtain a high school diploma, career technical certificate, and industry-recognized credential. Eligible programs include auto tech, nail tech, phlebotomy, STNA, firefighter, and welding. Call 330-339-2288 to register.
In the top of the third, 3-0 Highland. First pitch swinging is Lucas Shane. Hits a line drive to right field, but chased down by Mike Miller in that right center field gap, and there's now one away. So Miller doing a good job, had a good beat on that ball, makes the grab. One up and one down on one pitch. Here's Grant Vasey at the plate. The pitch. So going to be a bounce up the middle, going to be in the center field. That'll be a base hit on the hit by Grant Vasey. So one aboard here for the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. That's their first base runner so far in the game.
Yeah, just out of the reach of Keith Hershberger there. Made a good diving attempt. Wasn't quite able to snag it.
So runner on, one out. 3-0 Highland top of the third. Joey Lewis, number 9 batter for the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. He's at the plate, batting from the right side, wearing number 16. He is the center fielder. And it'll be a pinch runner now for the Mountaineers. It'll be Landon Nelson out there to pinch run for the second baseman, Vasey. Bonigal working for the stretch. Koblenz covering the bag. And now the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 count now to Joey Lewis. Good placement right there at the knees on the throw by Monagold. Nelson leads off. Now the pitch. Curveball going to be outside, ball one. Evens up, one ball, one strike to Lewis.
Yeah, not a very big lead over there at first. So if we get a ground ball, we're going to have a chance to turn it. But got to execute your pitches here.
Go to first base by Monagold. And Nelson dives back to the bag safely. Lewis at the plate. Here in Weirton, West Virginia. Monagle the pitch. Fastball, that's in there for a strike. 1-2 count now to Lewis.
Looks like he's working that outside corner pretty good. Now you're way ahead here. Be smart.
Monagold, now the pitch. Curveball going to be called. Strike three on the outside corner. And he throws him at the plate. That's his fourth strikeout thrown of the game. Two down in the inning. Now to the top of the order. Keaton Bailey's at the plate. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. 3-0 Highland, top of the third. Elimination day on this Sunday. Monagold, now the pitch. Fastball, that's in there for a strike. 0-1 count now to Bailey.
Good pitch. Looks like he's got pretty good command this morning.
Very sharp. Grady Monagold on the mound. Here's the pitch. Going to be down low. That's going to be ball one. One ball, one strike to Caden Bailey. Monagold comes to a set. And the pitch. Fastball pumped in there for a strike. And again, we talked about, you know, once you get a guy on base, how that can change some pitchers, but important to keep that consistency. We're seeing that with Monagold. Once they got a guy on base, still hitting that strike zone. Here's the pitch. Curveball going to be swung on, be a bouncer tour short. It'll be gloved by Hershberger over the second for the force, and that'll do it for the inning.
Yep.
No run score for the High Valley Mountaineers, and through 2.5, Highland has a 3-0 lead. This is Beast of the East, Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Looking for reliable compact or subcompact tractors? Hi, Conrad here from Sterling Farm Equipment, inviting you to come and check out the latest lines from Kubota and Lamprey. Priced to sell and ready for the job. Kubota has been the standard in compact and subcompact tractors for many years, and we have a great supply in stock. Our knowledgeable sales staff can get you into the perfect compact or subcompact tractor for your very needs with locations in Worcester, Sterling, and Millersburg. There's a Sterling Farm Equipment close to you. Hope to see you soon.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Home half of the third, it is the 3-0 Highland lead. Pitch going to be outside for a ball. Quickly a 2-0 count to Caden Candle, followed by Danny Hostetler and Luke Hershberger, the 5, 6, and 7 batters in the lineup. Candle walked in his first at bat. Now the pitch. Fastball going to be bit off the mark for a ball. 3-0 count now to Candle. Highland, three runs on five hits through the first two innings. They've left four runners on base. Carson Gorby's on the mound, has struck out one. He's walked two. He's hit a batter. The pitch, down low, ball four. That'll walk Candle
on four pitches, and Cano will walk for a second time today.
Yep, another good start to an inning here.
Third walk thrown by Gorby in the game. Gorby is now up to 51 pitches thrown for the ballgame. At the plate, Danny Hostetler, who was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat.
Let's see if Coach Kalman decides to do anything here with the leadoff base runner.
Handel could be pretty good speed over there as he gets a decent lead over first base. Gorby, now the pitch. Can be outside for a ball and still has not thrown a strike to begin this third inning. Home half of the third, 3-0 Hawks. They're at the plate, runner at first base, and nobody out. In the pitch. That's way high for a ball, now a 2-0 count. And now do you wait for him to throw a strike before you do anything?
Yeah, I think you would be patient here. You know, he has given us a couple free passes already. Don't want to help him out.
Corby, now the pitch. That's down low, and that bounced and hit him. So Hostetler's been hit by a pitch twice now today.
Yeah, and we know Danny and Luke, these two hitters, they're not going to get out of the way. They'll just take it. Take it and go to first.
And as a result, runners at first and second, nobody out for the Hawks. Get a pinch runner also for Highland, as Luke Hershberger will stand in at the plate.
Garrett Monagle is going to pinch run again.
Hershberger rounded out to first in his first at bat. The pitch showing bunt. He'll bunt it straight up in the air. Foul. Straight backwards and unable to put that one down. 0-1 count to Hershberger. Trying to get that sack bunt down. See if he tries it again.
Yeah, you know, you're going to give yourself up here on a sacrifice bunt. Go ahead and square up a little bit earlier. Get your feet set. Make sure you get on top of that ball.
Gorby shows it again. He'll be putting it down this time down the third base line, but it rolls foul. So he got it down that time, but it rolls foul. Now he'll have to swing away with a 0-2 count.
Yep, now he's going to have to battle here to get the job done, move those runners over, but he's more than capable.
Guillermo Monagold at first. Pinch running for Hostetler, and Keaton Candles over at second base. Nobody out. And the 0-2. Going to be a line to our left center field. Base hit for Hershberger. Candle around third base. Coming toward home. He will score easily. And all the way over to the third base, sliding in safely, is going to be Garrett Monagold. Good aggressive base running by Monagold. Behind him, the second is going to be Luke Hershberger, who gets the RBI single. Highland now has a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, third baseman. He vacated third base, went over to be the cutoff man, and Garrett rounded second and saw nobody was covering third and went ahead and took the extra bag. And then Luke just followed him to second base. Got a chance for a big inning.
Logan Yoder now at the plate. He rounded out the third in his last at-bat. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a high chopper toward third base. Scooped up now by DeGenova. Throws to first base. Going to be in time for the out. They'll keep the runners at bay in the first end of the inning.
Yeah, good job by the third baseman. You know, Garrett made sure he went to first before he took off for home. The third baseman looked him back. Really couldn't do much there. Unless he was going to go on first contact, which that's a risky play. Nobody out. Give Michael a chance to do some damage here.
Mike Miller struck out looking his first at bat. Here's the wind and the pitch. Going to be a fastball. If you get that low pitch strike today.
Mike thinks those are low. I think I agree with him.
Yeah. 0-1 count.
That's twice now.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss and a curveball. Strike two. 0-2 count now to Mike Miller. Second and third, one away for the Hawks. They've added a run in the third. They lead it 4-0. Now the 0-2. The curveball going to be inside that time for a ball. 1-2 the count. Miller then the top of the order. The line of the pitch. It's going to be a line on the third base side, but it goes foul just behind it. And the count remains at 1-2. We talk about the base running here. We've seen that throughout this week. You know, that getting that extra base when you have the opportunity to do that, that can make a difference on that next opportunity to score a run. That pitch will not be a chop foul to the backstop, and we've seen that time and time again for Highland throughout this weekend.
Yeah, that's one thing that, you know, our coaches work on. Hey, be aggressive. Go ahead and take that extra bag if they're going to give it to you. Put pressure on the defense. Make the right play.
Gorby, the line, the 1-2 again. Going to be inside, going to be ball two. Good at bat for Miller here as he worked it back to an even count at 2-2.
Yep, That's one thing with the Highland hitters here. They battle. Even if they get down in the count, you're going to have to work hard to put them away.
Wind the pitch by Gorby. That's going to be a bit high. And ball three. Full count now to Miller.
Well, you know, if you gave him that low strike.
Yeah.
Can't necessarily give him the one right at the top of the zone. Might better protect here, though.
Here's the payoff pitch. It's going to be a line to the third base side, but it's foul again. Hard shot. Foul ball stays at 3-2 to Miller.
Yep, good battle here.
8 pitches so far in this at bat.
Meets the criteria for quality at bat. Anything over 5.
Yeah. The line, the pitch. Inside on the curveball, that hit him. And Miller will take his base. That's the second batter that's been hit in this inning, third of the game thrown by Gorby.
And you know, as a pitcher, that just wears you out. And you get an 8 pitch at bat. You know, he's thrown a lot of pitches here, and he hasn't been able to get out of the third inning yet. So that's a sign of a good team.
Certainly is. Time is called. A little trip to the mound here. And to the plate, of course, for Highland, going to be the top of the order. Obviously, if you're Ohio Valley, going to sense this being a key moment of the game, whether they're going to be able to hang in this game or not. And Hershberger at the plate with now bases loaded. And one out in the inning. Hershberger, of course, meanwhile, has had 2 singles so far in this game and scored twice.
Yeah, they've made Gorby work. He's thrown 67 pitches already.
Yeah, he really has.
And you know, Mike did a good job there. He wasn't able to really do too much, but he just kept fouling him off, and eventually he got him to throw 4 balls and was able to walk down to first base.
Now, Steen in advance, so a walk and a couple hit advancement in the inning.
Got a chance here for couple more runs, got the top of the order up.
First RBI single by Hershberger in this inning. Luke Hershberger, now Keith Hershberger's at the plate. Gorby back to the windup. Here's the wind, the pitch. Curveball outside for a ball. 1-0 count now to Hershberger.
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job laying off that off-speed pitch. We're going to make you throw that curveball for a strike. You got to prove you can do that.
Gorby, the wind, the second offering. Going to be a bit outside. Ball 2-2-0 count now to Hershberger. 4-0 Highland looking for some more in the bottom of the third inning from Weirton.
Assuming he's going to take one here.
Here's the pitch. That's way high. He certainly will. Ball 3. Now a 3-0 count. Again, with bases loaded, nowhere to put him.
You know, even this is one of those situations where he may go ahead and take 2.
Yeah. Gorby now the pitch. Fastball is in there for a strike there. 3-1 count, taking all the way.
Now here you're going to go look for a fastball. Middle in, something you can drive.
The Y in the pitch. One being popped up. Infield fly roll into effect. And it'll be caught anyway by Gorby. And that'll be the second out of the inning.
Yeah, he got a good fastball there. Just got in on his hands, wasn't able to do anything with it. Now it's going to be up to Caden Koblenz here to deliver with 2 outs.
He's 1-for-2 with a run scored. Got that hit in the second inning. Gorby stares in. Now the wind of the pitch. Curveball high inside, almost hit him. Ducks underneath the ball, goes to a 1-0 count.
Yeah, they want him to take. That's our starting pitcher for one of the next 2 games. Just get out of the way.
Yeah.
It's all right.
In that case, it's probably okay not to be hit by the ball.
Yep.
Here's the 1-0. Curveball slips in there for a strike on the inside corner. 1-1 count to Koblenz. Bases are loaded. 2 outs. Now the pitch. Swamby fouled back off the handle and out of play. Goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mike Miller at first. Luke Hershberger's at second.
Be big here if we can get a base hit. We've already let him off the hook with the bases loaded once.
Here at Monagold at third. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a line to deep center field. Going back is Lewis. Still going back, and he'll be underneath. He'll make the grab for the third out.
Gave it a ride, but a lot of room out there.
Highland does add a run, though, through 3. It's Highland 4, Ohio Valley Mountaineers nothing. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial in Worcester are happy to sponsor this broadcast. For years, Denco Marketing has manufactured quality garage door parts to customers throughout the United States. However, they have never lost sight of the importance of the local community. Tricor Industrial offers a wide selection of hardware products, including being an exclusive Wright Tool dealer. Aloha stainless steel fasteners, all kinds of metric and standard taps and dies, the biggest area selection of hole saws, and more. Denco Marketing in Millersburg and Tricor Industrial on Old Lincoln Way in Worcester, continuing to serve the local community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Top half of the fourth inning, 4-0 lead for Highland. Grady Monigold's on the mound. Here's the wind in the pitch. Going to be fastball down low for a ball. 2, 3, and 4 batters to the plate for the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. Joe Green at the plate, followed by G.N. DeGenova and Ryan Conrad. The wind of the 1-0 by Monigold. Fastball pumped in there for a strike. 1-1 count to Green. The Mountaineers with no runs, just one hit. They left a runner on base. And Monigold has struck out 4. He's walked nobody. And now up to 35 pitches thrown for the game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to be strike 2, 1-2 count. That is compared to, for Ohio Valley Mountaineers, Carson Gorby. He's thrown 76 pitches.
Yeah, pulled the string on him there. Threw a good changeup down in the zone.
Monigold stares in. The winding of the pitch. Down low. Held off by Green, goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes as they hits the turf. Beautiful morning, clear sky as the end sunny. Been a pretty good weekend overall weather-wise, but this is certainly the best day it looks like weather-wise of the tournament. Here's the pitch. Going to be down low and away. Again, Green lays off. It goes to 3, full count.
Yep, don't want to walk the leadoff guy here. Get after him.
Second full count we've had of the game. Here's the wind of the payoff pitch. Columbia fly ball. Fairly deep center field going back is Colin Coblenz. Has a beat on it. He'll make the grab. And there's now one away. And he covers a lot of ground out there, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what we might just have to get something in center field at Lehman that just says no fly zone. We're just going to paint it right on the grass.
Yeah,
maybe we can hang it on the fence. That'd look pretty good, wouldn't it?
I think that would make sense. Absolutely. G.N. DeGenova's at the plate. Struck out swinging in his first at bat. Monigold. Rocks and fires in the pitch. Down low, and it's 1. But that makes a big difference, doesn't it? I mean, you talk about the having a good defense makes a big difference. Having a good infield obviously does. But again, those are a lot of times that there are extra base hits that get taken away for an out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss and a strike. It's a 1-1 count, and obviously makes a big difference with the pitcher and the defense.
Yeah, it all adds up, you know, and you can keep runners off base or even, you know, prevent extra bases. I can remember a play at the state tournament. Colin ran one down in the right center gap. You know,
yeah.
Most high school kids, it turns into double, but I believe it held the guy to a first single. And, you know, we ended up getting out of the inning. The guy never left first base. That's the difference between, you know, being in scoring position and not.
Yeah, that's huge. Here's the 2-1. So, want to be a chopper. Foul down the third base side. Goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes to DeGenova.
I believe it was the top of the seventh. Fort Recovery had a leadoff hit that was headed to the gap, and, you know, with Cody and Colin out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Connor, a couple of his plays he made in left field were pretty incredible.
I can remember a over-the-head catch by Colin as well. The pitch was swung on, be a bouncer found on the third base side. The count stays at 2-2.
And that's, you know, that's what good teams do. You got to have some good speed in the outfield. Speaking of Cody, he's here watching his little brother play today. Connor was in the stands earlier this week.
A couple outstanding ball players themselves. The pitch going to be high for a ball. And a full count to DeGenova.
3-2 the count. Monagle, the wine, the payoff pitch. It's going to be a foul off the end of the action. They'll stay fair. At the end of this bat picked up from the first baseline. Beer handed through the first base by Hostetler in time for the out. Little Scribbler kind of spun in play down the first baseline, and Hostetler able to get to it and make the play.
Yeah, I'm not sure what pitch that was. That was another changeup there with a full count, but definitely wasn't a fastball. With these 3-4 hitters looking for the Mountaineers, look like I got some pops. So you got to be careful with those guys. And, like, hey, as a pitcher, if you can throw those off-speed pitches for strikes, you're going to get a lot of outs.
Yep. Keep these guys off balance. Ryan Conrad stands in, the cleanup batter. Rounded out back to the pitcher, Grady Monagle, to his first at bat. Pitch will be a bouncer toward short. He'll be scooped up by Keith Hershberger. Throws to first. It'll be grabbed on the low throw by Coblin, so there's three away.
Pretty good inning. Let's get back to work.
That's the third time today. He goes 1-2-3 for the Mountaineers. And now through 3.5, Highland has a 4-0 advantage. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKOM.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things. Like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Vigrant Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. ProBS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. ProBS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
In bottom half for the fourth inning, Highland has a 4-0 lead. McCoy alongside John Monagle for the broadcast. And Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central for this morning. Of course, we're on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Winner of this game will face either Zanesville Post 29 or Renegades Baseball at 1 o'clock in the semifinals today here at Weir High School. And then winner of that game will go on to the championship game here at Weir, and that'll be for 4 o'clock. Later on today. Other games being played today in the tournament is over at Bel Air High School. Milton Elite 19U taking on B2 Bulls as we speak. And the winner of that game will play the winner of the West Virginia Warriors and the 18U Titans baseball club team out of Toronto, Canada. For Highland so far today, their offense has scored 4 runs. They've done that on 6 hits, and they've left 7 runners on base. So they scored some runs, but they've even left some on the board and on base as well. Carson Gorby on the mound has struck out 1. He's walked 3. He's hit 3 batters and already thrown 76 pitches through 3. So the Hawks certainly have forced Gorby to throw a lot of pitches early on in this game.
Yeah, and you know you want to take advantage of that. We've left the bases loaded twice. That's never good. But, yay, fortunate to have a 4-0 lead. See if we can add on. You know, keep winning every inning is the theme.
And they've done that so far and definitely applying that pressure. Cullen Coblins leads things off. Here's the wine, the pitch. Fastball going to be a bit low for a ball. Coblins followed by Grady Monagold and Keaton Candle. And middle heart of the order here for this Hawks team.
I'm sure Mike Miller's like, what?
Here's the wine, the pitch. Yeah, I know. Wait a second.
Yep.
That low one got called a ball. That's a high one there for ball 2-2-0 count.
Hey, you know, we talked as umpires. You're not going to get every call right. It's just, you're not.
Right. The pitch. It's going to be a smash foul down the first base side ahead of that one, and he hammered that one, but a foul ball. Down the first base side. Koblenz has walked. He's hit a 2-RBI single so far on the day. So each base twice so far. RBI's number 7 and 8 here in the tournament. Now the 2-1. It's going to be smashed up in the air toward left field, going after the ball near the line and making the catch is left fielder Keaton Bailey, and there's now one away. took that fly ball to the opposite part of the field, and now Randy Monagold at the plate. He was 1-for-2 with an RBI. One down, nobody aboard for the Hawks. Orby rocks and fires the pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball, strike one.
Good pitch. I think he was trying to do some on that swing, which is okay.
Near the line of the 0-1 pitch. That hangs up there for a ball. One ball and one strike. Monagold, 8 hits and 12 at-bats here at the tournament. The line of the pitch. Fastball going to be in there for a cold strike on the outside corner. 1-2 the count now to Grady Monagold.
See if he changes his approach here a little bit.
Here's the line of the pitch. Down low. Spike that one. And that hit him after the bounce, so he'll take his base.
That's fourth hit by pitch.
Yeah. And a couple of those, again, it bounced first and hit him. I think it happened with Hostetler on the second time. So runner at first base, one out, and Caden Candle's at the plate. He's walked twice and has scored a run.
You know, I umpired a game last week where the ball bounced and the kid hit it over the shortstop's head and the defenders all put their hands up and I'm like, oh, hey.
Yeah, it's in play.
It's in play.
Yep. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside for a ball. Yeah, something you don't see a whole lot of, but it certainly,
yep,
that is an in-play ball.
Sometimes you see that in the major leagues. Vladimir Guerrero was known for doing that.
Yeah. The pitch. Outside for a ball. Yeah, he talked about a free swinger. He definitely was.
Yeah, there was no pitch that was safe.
High, low, he could hit it too.
Second base is going to be a close play. It wasn't grabbed by shortstop covering Jared Green. He goes from the center field. Going to third base is Beachy. He'll be there standing up. To the Hawks being aggressive. Not a bad throw here, but it pays off in the end as we get to third base.
Yeah, that throw was a little bit to the first base side of second. And, you know, I think they had him at the shortstop. Just couldn't get over there to field it.
And all of a sudden, runner at third with one out. And it's a 3-1 count to Campbell.
Ready to deliver pitch here.
Pitch one run. It'll be fly ball to left field. It's going to be caught.
In left center, tagging from third, going toward home and scoring. He is going to be Cade Beachy.
Yeah, I hit it.
Yeah. I think we're good now.
Yep, and, my fault.
And then there'll be a run scored here for Cade Beachy on that sack fly to left. That'll be the second half of the Hawks. Will add a run. They have now a 5-0 lead. And at the plate, Danny Hostetler can be smoked on, be fouled away. 0-1 count. Hostetler has been hit by a pitch twice so far today.
You know, this is a pretty gutsy performance here by Gorby. He's battled through. He's had a lot of traffic on the bases.
Pitch will not be a bouncer towards second. Certainly has. He'll be scooped up by Basie. Throws the first in time for the out. Trying to keep his team in the game, but that'll be out number three. The Hawks do add a run. They have a 5-0 lead through four. This is Beast of the East, Tournament Baseball on WKOM.
Check out this condo at 5573 North Ridge Drive in Millersburg. It looks like new, with an asking price of $385,900. This condo includes a full, mostly finished basement, along with mullet cabinets, solid wood doors, and a whole house generator. There's also a beautiful kitchen with a center island bar and lots of cabinet space, master bath, and a double vanity, walk-in tile shower, and a walk-in closet, plus a huge open basement with lots of storage. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Are you dealing with a wasp, bee, or hornet infestation on your property? Don't risk getting stung. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. Their experienced professionals will quickly and safely remove these aggressive insects from your property, protecting you, your family, and your pets. With their expert knowledge and the latest techniques, they'll locate the source of the problem and ensure your property is protected against future infestations. Don't let these pests control your life. Call Holmes Pest Control at 330-674-9094 now and get back to enjoying your property in peace.
Top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch for Columbia. Chopper toward third. Charged after by Luke Hershberger. Throws to first base. Going to be in time for the out. Good play by Luke Hershberger. He charged after that ball, made the throw across his body, and got it just in time to get Luis Wade.
And that's one adjustment you've seen Luke make, getting to play third base more, you know. First couple times he played there this summer, he hung back a little bit, and runners were able to beat the throws out, but he's done a lot better job charging the ball and getting rid of it and making the play easy.
He went after it, made the play. Now two down, or one out here in the inning. Second time that pitched an inner for a strike. That Wade has been retired. He's now 0-2. Keevan Badal's at the plate, followed by Lucas Shane. Badal rounded out the second in his first at bat. One down, nobody aboard, top of the fifth. The pitch. So I'm going to be fouled away. Again, toward the football stadium, goes to 0-2.
Way ahead in the count here again. You know, that's one thing. Makes pitching a lot easier when you throw strike one.
Yes, it does. 0-2 the count to Banal. Monagold stares in. Here's the wind of the pitch. Here, ball going to be a called strike three on the outside corner. And that's the fifth strikeout then today by Monagold.
Yeah, like we talked about, you know, he got roughed up that one outing up there at Louisville, and we talked, hey, you got to work on changing speeds. You got to work on getting on top of the ball, getting a little downward action on it, and it's paying off.
Yes, it is. Lucas Shane's at the plate. He flew out the right in his first at-bat. The pitch going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 count. Yeah, this is the second outing here of the tournament for Monagold. Both have been really, really good. Monagold, the line in the pitch. Want to be a line down the left field line. It's going to be a foul ball.
Yep, just out in front. And we've seen that. They put a couple good swings on it, but it's okay if they hit it foul down the left field line.
Right. No runs, just one hit for the ball game for the Mountaineers. They've left a runner on base. Monagold, again, he struck out five. He's walked nobody. 47 pitches thrown through four innings. Up to 53 for the ball game. Here's the wind, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball, strike two. 1-2 count now to Lucas Shane.
And again, way ahead in the count.
The line and the pitch. Now low and away for a ball. Evens it up, two balls, two strikes.
One thing that does is that makes your fastball faster than what it is.
Right. Here's the line and the pitch here. Fastball swing and a miss. He blew it by him. Right on cue. Back-to-back K's. The end of the inning, his sixth of the game. And again, they go down in order. Does the Ohio Valley Mountaineers in the fifth inning through four and a half. Highland has a 5-0 lead. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Attention commercial building owners. Are you tired of dealing with persistent leaks in your flat or low-slope roof? Look no further. MEV Systems in Sugar Creek are your go-to experts for all your roofing needs. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that pesky leak, a complete roof replacement, or a new build, they've got you covered. Don't let roofing troubles rain on your parade. Call MEB Systems and experience top-notch service and peace of mind. Call MEB Systems Incorporated at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mebsystems.com.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Visit Walnut Creek Cheese and Market with locations in Walnut Creek and Berlin, where you will find the largest selection of cheese, meat, bulk foods, and baking ingredients. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Saturdays they open at 7:30 a.m., with the Berlin location closing at 4 and the Walnut Creek location closing at 6. They are closed on Sundays. The Walnut Creek store invites you to visit the Mud Valley Cafe, located in the upper level of the store. Visit their website for weekly specials.
Bottom half of the fifth, 5-0 Hawks. At the plate for them, going to be the 7-8-9 betters. Luke Hirschberger to lead things off. Here's the wind, the pitch by Gorby. Fastball going to be a bit high for a ball. Hirschberger followed by Logan Yoder and Mike Miller. Hirschberger, 1-for-2 with a run batted in.
Yeah, let's keep putting some pressure on. Get some base runners on.
The pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, 1-1 count. Highland, of course, the 5 runs. They've gotten 6 hits. They've left 7 runners on base.
Yeah, that's too many.
Here's the wind, the pitch. Fastball going to be a bit outside for a ball, 2-1 count. Gorby has struck out 1. He's walked 3. He's hit 4 batters. And now up to 94 pitches thrown. The wind of the 2-1 offering. Fastball going to be high inside. Going to be ball 3. 3-1 count now to Hirschberger.
Yep. Luke's got a good hitter's count. We've seen that quite a bit today. We just haven't been able to deliver that knockout blow.
Gorby the pitch. Fastball, cold strike at the knees. 2-3, 2 count now. Full count to Luke Hirschberger. Here's the payoff pitch. Plumpy, a bouncer towards short. Charged after by Green. Fires the first base. Going to be there in time on the stretch by Badal. There's now one away.
Yeah, good stretch by number 7 over there at first base. Throw was tailing down the line.
Now, Logan Yoder, actually be Cade Beachy, rather, at the plate. Yep. Beachy will step in. Beachy, the pitch swung on, be a fly ball. Line toward right field, be a leaping grab, however. A caught by Luca Shane for the second out, but swung well by Cade Beachy.
Yeah, you hit that ball pretty good, just was tailing back towards the right fielder. He overran it a little bit, made a nice adjustment there.
So two down, nobody aboard. Here's Mike Miller at the plate. 0-for-1 with the strikeout and has been hit by a pitch. The pitch. So we're going to be fouled back to the backstop. 0-1 count now to Mike Miller. Beachy had swung the ball. Batted very well this weekend, batting .438 in the tournament with 5 RBIs before that fly out to right. Here's the pitch. Columbia, high bouncer towards short. Grab bow by Green. Throws to first base. Going to be a high throw again, and this time he pulls his foot, and safe is Mike Miller. Good hustle down the first base line to run it out.
Yep, that's why you hustle down the line every time.
Beats it out, and then he'll keep the inning going and allow the top of the order to try and make something happen. So air on the throw, and out of the top of the order for Keith Hirschberger, who's 2-for-3 with a couple of singles and 2 runs scored today. And the pitch. It's going to be a fly ball. A line toward left. You're going to be
ball down
in there for a hit. Trying to go for the catch was Bailey out there. He kind of trapped it, but it hit the turf. And over to second base is Miller. Now runners at first and second.
Yeah, that's kind of a do-or-die play for him. If that ball gets by him, we're going to get another run there. But he did a good job. Made sure he got it right off the, picked it right off the turf.
And here's Keaton Koblenz at the plate. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Now the pitch. Well, going to be a bouncer toward short. It'll be glove. Throw to first base by Green. Going to be in time for the out that time for out number 3.
Yep, left some more runners on base. Just got to keep holding them. Put zeros on the board.
No runs in the bottom of the fifth. And through 5, Highland leads it 5-0 over the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKOM.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRV Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRV Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde, and we're celebrating our 90-year anniversary with the 90 Days of Deals kickoff events with special savings this week. We also have great deals for the 4th of July weekend, like 10-pound bag of fresh chicken leg quarters, $8.99, USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steak, $10.98 a pound, Gerber's Boneless Skinless Chicken Lover's Choice, $3.99 a pound. We also have USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Steak, $5.18 a pound, 16-ounce Hormel Black Label Bacon, $4.98, 15-ounce Ballpark All Beef Franks, $3.98, and 16-ounce package of strawberries or 6-ounce packages of blackberries for $1.98. That's Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating our 90th year anniversary.
Top of the 6th, 5-0 Highland, 1-2 count to start things off. The Grant Vasey, who has the lone hit. The pitch can be swung on, be a bouncer down the third base side. Charged after again by Hershberger. Gloves it, throws to first base. They're in time for the out, and there we go. Luke Hershberger, again charging that bouncer, makes the play, and there's now one out.
Making it look easy over there at third.
Certainly is, and again, Vasey had the lone hit of the ballgame for this Mountaineers team with a single back in the third, and Monagold started him off with a couple of straight curveballs and a couple of strikes to begin the at-bat, and as we talked about, getting ahead of the count makes it easy, and he's been doing that consistently throughout this game.
Yep.
Joey Lewis at the plate, who struck out swinging, actually looking, I should say, in his first at-bat, shows bunt, and unable to connect there, that'll be a strike.
And at this point, I think the Mountaineers are doing anything they can to try to get somebody on base and get a rally going.
Down 5-0 to the Hawks in the top of the 6th. Now the Y and the 0-1. That's a curveball in there for a strike. 0-2 count now to Lewis as Monaco continues to look sharp on the mound. He has struck out 6, walking nobody. And the 0-2. It's going to be a bouncer towards second. Rolls into the second base bag. Knocked down by Cannell. Can't make a throw on it. He finally does, but a little late. And that'll be a good job just to get to that ball, but it'll be an infield single for Joey Lewis in the second hit of the game for the Mountaineers.
Yep, hit it just out of the reach of Caden there. He knocked it down, but hit it in the right spot.
Now to the top of the order, Caden Bailey at the plate. 0-2 with a strikeout and also a fielder's choice. Mountaineers, again, no runs with now 2 hits for the game. They've left the runner on. Monagold has struck out 6, walking nobody. And up to 64 pitches thrown for the game. So keeping that pitch count down low into the 6th inning.
Yep. One thing we haven't had yet is a double play ball. It'd be nice to get one right here.
Seen a couple of those this weekend.
Keep hitting your spots. Execute your pitches.
Quick throw to first base by Monago. The tag applied by Koblenz, but Lewis is back there. Again, back at the top of the lineup. Monago, now the pitch. Down low, going to be ball one.
Tried to get him out on his front foot there, and he didn't bite. Good take. Let's see if they test that arm of Danny here.
Now the pitch. High fastball, checks the swing, he holds it, and that'll be ball two, 2-0 count.
Yep, one of the few times he's gotten behind in the count here. He's got to focus on the batter. Don't let that runner out there distract you. Make a pitch.
Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him there on a good spot on that fastball. 2-1 count now to Bailey. Mack Roy alongside John Monagold. Again, Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central for Beast of the East coverage. The pitch. Fastball just a bit high. Ball 3, 3-1 count. We're on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Winner moves on to the semifinal game at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now the pitch. Going to be a pop-up high in the air. Fly ball towards center field. Chasing after the ball is Colin Koblenz. He'll make the grab. Going halfway towards second. Now back to first is going to be Joey Lewis, and there's now 2 outs.
Yep, good pitch there. Got him to pop it up.
Now Joe Green at the plate. He's 0-2, a ground out the third, and also a fly out the center field. Time was called. He'll have a quick discussion with his coach.
good battle that time by Monagold. Got behind the count and threw a good pitch, got him to fly out.
Yeah, you like to see that. He didn't give in. Made him hit it. You got a 5-0 lead. A couple big bats here coming up here pretty soon for the Mountaineers, so if we can get out of this without giving up a run, be huge.
Monagold down the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a cold strike. It's now an 0-1 count to Green.
Don't think he agreed with that call.
No. Monagold gets the throw over the first base. Low throw, but a nice pickoff attempt on the tag by Koblenz, but he'll get back there safely, does Lewis.
Yep, put it right on his hip.
Mm-hmm. Right where you want to throw it.
He took off on that fly ball. He might be trying to be aggressive. He's got a pretty good lead.
Now the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner. Cold strike. 0-2 count out of Green.
And he doesn't agree with it again, but at this point, kid, you're going to have to swing the bat.
Yeah. You have to adjust to what those calls are.
Yep, he's being consistent.
And the pitch. Wambi lifted foul straight back. And the count will stay at no balls and two strikes. Top of the sixth inning. The Hawks scoring a run in the first, two in the second, a run in the third, and a run in the fourth.
Yes, if I saw a kid reacting like that, I'd be going about 3 inches off the outside corner.
No doubt. Here's the pitch. Here, ball going to be outside through the second base of the runner going. Going to be not in time. It kind of rolled there. A couple of bounces off the turf. The tag was applied by Candle, but he slides in just in time. Very close play, though.
Yeah, that was a situation there. You know, he picked the right pitch to run on. It was a curveball down and away. Danny didn't get off one of his better throws, but it was still bang, bang at second.
It was. So the stolen base runner at second now with 2 outs. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And he struck him out, and that will end it for the inning. Strikeout number 7, third of the game by Grady Monagold. No run score for the Ohio Valley Mountaineers through 5.5. Highland leads it 5-0. This is Beast of the East Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for July is Porky's Peach Pizza.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-0 Highland. New pitcher on the mound for Ohio Valley Mountaineers. Going to be a curveball, but the left-hander going to be inside for a ball. So new pitcher going to be a left-hander. Roby Hanna is on the mound. The 3-4 and 5 batters for the Hawks are at the plate. The pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. 1-1 count to Cullen Koblenz, followed by Grady Monagold and Caden Candle. Koblenz is 1-for-2 at the plate with 2 RBIs in a walk.
I like this move here, bringing in a lefty.
Fastball there for strike.
All our left-handed bats, see if he can keep the Mountaineers right in the game.
1 and 2 the count right now. Now the pitch. Columbia fouled off the leg of Colin Koblitz and got to walk that one off. Count stays at 1 and 2. Five runs for the game for the Hawks. And they've gotten 7 hits. And they have left 9 runners on base. Colin Koblitz will stand in there. Again, lefty against lefty. Ruby Hanna, now the pitch. Going to be a bouncer towards second. Going to be a diving grab. Thrown to first base. Going to be a close play. Not in time. Good attempt over the second base by Vasey to get to that ball, make the throw. But good speed by Koblenz. We know that. He's got plenty of speed. He'll run it out to get the infield single.
Yeah, you know, you don't say that too often, but once the second baseman left his feet, he knew he was going to going to have to really rush to beat it, Colin to the base.
Second hit of the game for Colin Koblenz. Now Grady Mongold is at the plate. He's 1-for-2, has been hit by a pitch. He's got an RBI and has scored a run. The pitch swung on, be a fly ball down the left field line. It's going to be a fair ball to third base is Koblenz. He'll slide in safely on the throw. Over to second base on that throw to third is going to be Brady Monagle again taking an extra base after the throw. Another hit, his second hit of the game. Runners now at second and third.
Hawks got something brewing here.
Just took that to the opposite field right down the line. And again, we'll get the pinch runner here for the Hawks. And Caden Candle will be at the plate. Candle, so far, he's walked twice. His scored a run, also a sack fly. The pitcher in there for a strike, 0-1 count. And got the RBI, of course, as well. Second and third, nobody out for the Hawks. And the pitch. It's going to be fouled back off the chest protector of the home plate umpire for strike two. 0-2 count the Candle. Back-to-back base hits to begin this inning for the Hawks. Hits number 8 and 9 for the ballgame. And the pitch. Columbia fly ball down the left field line. It's going to be out of play. Just behind it on the swing by Candle. Count stays at 0 balls and 2 strikes.
Yep, let's see if a ground ball is going to score a run.
Here's the pitch. Going to be a fly ball deep right field. Going after it is Shane. Down the line, going to be over his head. Rolls to the fence. Swing from third base. Going to be Colin Koblenz. The run will come behind him, and he will score as well for the Hawks. And it'll be Isaiah Wagner, who's pinch running for Monagold. And that'll be a 2-RBI double by Caden Candle. The Hawks and are now up 7-0.
This is the bottom. This is the bottom of the sixth.
Bottom of the sixth inning.
So we might have that winning run at second. Is that right. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, with the 8 runs after 5. So, yeah, chance to get that run across the board and win this game.
Now the outfielder there started out going back. He didn't turn and go like he needed to. Of course, that's one of the tougher plays as an outfielder. That ball hits directly over your head. Caden put a good charge into it.
Yes, he did.
Be a good time for Danny to pick up his first hit here.
First pitch down low, 1-0 count, the pitch. Fastball outside for ball, 2-0 count. Host others been hit by a pitch twice today and has grounded out to second one time.
I don't think the strategy of going left on left really is very effective against us. We've kind of seen it all year. The lefty hitters do just fine against left-handed pitchers.
Doesn't seem to affect them. That's going to be a cold strike on the inside corner. And the 2-1 count. You know, I wonder how much, you know, that's obviously a strategy all the way up to the pro level here, but, you know, it's just part of the thought process. Here's the pitch. It's only going to be fouled away. But even at that level, I mean, they know all the percentages and everything like that, but a good hitter, obviously, whether you're facing a left-hander or a right-hander, has a chance to get a hit, right?
Yeah, if you can hit, you can hit. That's the bottom line.
Bottom line, right?
And, you know, a lot of high school pitchers we talked about, they don't see 5 left-handed hitters in a row.
That's laced to left field. A base hit by Hostother. Candle around third base. He'll stay right there. Quickly back to the infield by the outfielder and Bailey out there. But that'll be the first hit of the tournament for Hostother. Took that one to the opposite field part of the field.
Yep, nice hit. But, you know, left fielder did a good job getting to that ball and getting it in. Caden couldn't round third and score, so it's going to be up to Luke Hirschberger. Get the job done.
Still nobody out. 2 runs have scored in the inning. 7-0 Highland. Again, the mercy rule will go into the effect that the Hawks can get this run across the board. Luke Hirschberger is at the plate. Now the pitch. Runner going in there for a strike, and no throw made. Easy stolen base for the Hawks over to second base.
You know, I'm pretty sure the Mountaineers know that run at second doesn't really mean much, but by taking that bag keeps you.
Swung on, bouncer towards second to be knocked down. Going toward home now in a rundown. After it is going to be Candle. Throw to home plate going to be in time. And it'll be the first out of the inning. Probably one of those things where at that point just kind of take off, right?
Yeah, go on contact. You got that runner on second base. He's going to get to third. He's going to go behind you, but Caden hesitated there. And credit to the Mountaineers. They made a nice play. And, you know, once Monagold saw that Candle was caught, he didn't really have time to get to third. But Cade Beachy, now it's up to him to drive in that winning run.
In their first strike, they had a Cade Beachy. Threw out the right field in his first at bat. One out, runners at first and second now. Here's the pitch. High for a ball, throw to third base, going to be not in time. The stolen baseball thrown in the left field and taking off toward home and coming in and scoring going to be Garrett Monagold. So they get the stolen base, then the errant throw, and the Hawks will get this win.
That'll take care of it. End it as soon as you can.
Again, a good aggressive base running for the Hawks pays off. And the errant throw, and the Hawks get the mercy victory, 8-0 in the sixth here this morning. And a good way to start off this elimination tournament.
Yep, and that's what, you know, we have some of the weird coaches over here asking where Grady would be in our rotation. I told him, like, 3, 4, maybe 5. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Just keep putting them out on the mound, and they just keep throwing up goose eggs.
They keep getting it done, so you do it again. 8-0 win for Highland over Highland Valley Mountaineers. Hawks will move on to the semifinals at 1 o'clock today. We'll have that game for you on WKLM as they'll take on either Zanesville Post 29 or Renegades Baseball. Of course, the championship game is scheduled for 4 o'clock here at Weir High School. Highland wins 8-0 over the Highland Valley Mountaineers. Back to wrap it up next on WKLM.
Buckeye Career Center Adult Education can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future. In addition to our 9 full-time adult programs and endless part-time and career enhancement courses, we also offer the Adult Diploma Program for free. ADP is open to Ohio residents 20 or older who would like to obtain a high school diploma, career technical certificate, and industry-recognized credential. Eligible programs include auto tech, nail tech, phlebotomy, STNA, firefighter, and welding. Call 330-339-2288. To register.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of 2 great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421. Or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Looking for reliable compact or subcompact tractors? Hi, Conrad here from Sterling Farm Equipment, inviting you to come and check out the latest lines from Kubota and Lamb Pride. Price to sell and ready for the job. Kubota has been the standard in compact and subcompact tractors for many years, and we have a great supply in stock. Our knowledgeable sales staff can get you into the perfect compact or subcompact tractor for your very needs with locations in Worcester, Sterling, and Millersburg. There's a Sterling Farm Equipment close to you. Hope to see you soon.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Highland is a winner in Elimination Day here on Sunday as they win at 8-0 in 6 innings over the Ohio Valley Mountaineers out of Wheeling, West Virginia. The Hawks would score a run in the bottom half of the first. RBI single by Grady Monagle would knock in Keith Hirschberger, who had a leadoff single in that inning. Highland led 1-0 after one. They would add on 2 more runs in the second inning. After 2 straight outs to begin the inning, the offense got the work in the upper half of the order. A single by Keith Hirschberger, a single by Caden Koblenz, a 2 RBI single by Colin Koblenz, and Highland led it 3-0 through 2. Another run score for Highland in the third inning, and coming through on that inning, it was, of course, Candle who got the leadoff walk. Then Hostetler was hit by a pitch, then the RBI single by Luke Hirschberger in the inning. Highland led at that point 4-0. Then a run was added in the fourth inning as well, as after it was Grady Monagle who got hit by a pitch in the inning. Then Keaton Candle had the sacrifice fly and a fly ball to left to knock in a run. Highland led 5-0 through 4. And then 3 more runs scored by Highland in the sixth inning. And coming through for the Hawks, it was Colin Koblenz, followed by Grady Monagold, and with the back-to-back hits to begin the inning. Then the two RBI double by Caden Candle. And, of course, it was Danny Hostetter who had the single as well in the inning. And eventually a stolen base for Garrett Monagold, then followed by an errant throw by the catcher into left field, allowed Monagold to score. And Highland gets the win in mercy fashion, 8-0 in six innings over the Ohio Valley Mountaineers. Highland had 8 runs on 11 hits, 3 errors, and 10 left on base. Keith Hershberger was 3-for-4 at the plate, 3 singles, and also a pair of runs scored. Caden Koblenz was 1-for-4 at the plate with the run scored for the contest. Colin Koblenz, he would finish up going 2-for-3 at the plate. 2 RBIs for him. He scored a run, also had a walk for the game. Grady Monagle will finish up going 2-for-3 at the plate and also was hit by a pitch. He had a run batted in. Caden Candle, for him, went one for one at the plate, walked twice, also with 3 RBIs, including a double for the contest. And also Danny Hostetter going 1-for-2. He had a single for the contest. And Luke Hershberger finished up going 1-for-4 at the plate. He had a run batted in. And also for that would round out the offense for the Hawks. For Ohio Valley Mountaineers, they had no runs on just 2 hits for the game, no errors, and 2 left on base. Grady Monagold got the win. Another outstanding start for him here at the Beast of the East tournament. Went 6 innings. He allowed no runs, 2 hits, struck out 7, and he walked nobody. And for Grady Monagold, if you're doing the math, that is 10 innings of work here at the Beast of the East tournament, 2 wins, and allowing no runs scored in that span. Again, he struck out 7, allowed 2 hits, and also wild no walks for the contest to get the win. On the other end for the Ohio Valley Mountaineers, Carson Gorby with the first 5 innings, he allowed 5 runs, 4 earned, 7 hits allowed, struck out 1, he walked 3, and hit 4 batters and on 102 pitches. And then Roby Hanna, through a third of an inning of relief, he allowed 3 runs, 2 earned, 4 hits allowed, and struck out and walked nobody. Highland gets the win. They go to 19-1 on the summer, 7-0 in tournament play. They advance on to the semifinals at 1 o'clock today against either Zanesville Post 29 or Renegades Baseball here at Weir High School in Weirton, West Virginia. And for the Mountaineers, they'll end their tournament run with a record of 3-4 in tournament play. Matt Coy alongside John Monagold for the broadcast. And again, you look at this offense, just continuing to apply pressure, even when they left guys on base. He kept doing that inning in, inning out, and eventually it's going to wear on your pitching and your defense.
Yeah, and eventually you're going to get some of those runs in. I mean, you're going to get walks, you're going to get hits with those guys in scoring position, or, you know, you're going to get some good bounces. But, you know, to score 8 runs and all those guys that we left on base, you know, you don't want to get a habit of leaving guys on base. But, hey, 8-0 is 8-0. Take it, move on to the next game.
Yeah, Grady obviously to another outstanding start for him. And again, it seems simple. It's not always that simple here. Throw strikes. Everybody wants to throw strikes here. But again, no walks, I think, is the thing that stood out to me. No walks here. And again, you have good defense behind you. Good things usually going to happen.
Yeah, if you got good command, it'll take care of itself. You know, throw strikes, pound that strike zone, let your defense work, and keep changing speeds, and it's going to be to your advantage more times than not.
And you kind of look at this afternoon, Highland, you kind of get to this far in the tournament. A lot of times you don't have kind of your best pitchers left, but Highland, not the case for Highland. They go to the semifinals at 1 o'clock and in a really good situation with, it seems like, with their rotation.
Yeah, they got it set up. They got plenty of pitching left. If we, you know, if we lose this tournament, it's not going to be because of that.
All right, we'll see what happens here later on this afternoon. Again, we'll have that game for you on WKLM airtime about 12:30 to that game this afternoon, so don't miss Dan Highland in the semifinals here at the 19U Beast of the East tournament here at Weir High School in Weir, West Virginia. For John Monagold, I'm Matt Coy. Special thanks to Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. Again, Highland wins at 8-0 over the Ohio Valley Mountaineers to move on to the semifinals at 1 o'clock today. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.